This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener. And mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Sandy in regards to this hairy bittercrest. And a couple more things that we should really discuss here on this, because this is something that when it gets out of control, it's hard to really get under control, okay? So some of the hand pulling that you were discussing before, one of the reasons why it keeps coming back is they usually have like a tap root, right? A root that goes straight down that you can't always get. So when you're pulling these weeds, excuse me, one of the things I'd like to see you do is they make these long-handled, they call them like dandelion-type weeders. It's got like two points on the end. It would be like a dandelion puller on the small-handled, but a lot of people like the longer handle because it's easier to get in there. But you can go down a little bit deeper and pull that root out. That's one thing to help when you've been ripping out these, because they can just come back from it. The other thing that we started to discuss was making the lawn stronger by adding seed, adding fertilizer, doing all those things. Now, everything that I have really read into hairy bittercrest that like this and others that are kind of similar is the post-emergent is one of the ways to really do some damage to it and really to kill it. And it's not just a one and done type application. It's usually a 2 to 3 application killing. From it. So you said you had used the Weed Beater Ultra, right? All right. I think that's what was used prior to this. So that could be where we're at. But the Weed Beater Ultra can be used in 2-week intervals, right? So that it's not just one and done. It's a every, like I said, 2 to 3 weeks, so that it can actually just kill it and just get rid of it. So Weed Beater Ultra is a good one. We're looking for post-emergent that have either a triclopyr or a 2,4-D, dicamba, one of those as their active ingredient, and that's the biggest way to do it.
Usually, that way, if I do that, I use one with my fertilizer, then yep. I can't plant grass seed.
Yeah.
So it's better to wait till it comes up. The other thing I'm trying to do, I have zoysia grass on half of my lawn.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem to be able to penetrate that at all. So I'm trying to get that to spread to the rest of the lawn, but in the meantime, I'm just trying to tackle this problem.
Yeah, so, you know, you have the zoysia grass. The one thing that concerns me getting to that is, you know, a lot of times zoysia grass can be killed by weed killers like sometimes that 2,4-D will kill it. So, I mean, eventually, if that's what if you were just taken over with zoysia grass, that would be fine. You just really can't do as many of the weed killers because some of the weed killers will actually kill zoysia grass, and that Weed Beater Ultra, I believe, is one of them.
But my zoysia grass is so thick, I don't get any weeds in there.
Oh, what I'm saying is if, say, you start to get a little bit of the zoysia grass in mm-hmm. the other area,
yep.
just be careful.
Okay.
Because the Weed Beater Ultra can kill the zoysia grass.
Okay.
So I don't want it. I don't. If you're looking to, you know, move with the zoysia grass, I don't want you to hurt it.
Okay.
At the same time. But that being said, so you said you know we're use the pre-emergent in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
But with the pre-emergent, it doesn't always get all the bitter crust. It doesn't always get all the weeds. And so when they start to be active, as soon as they start to be active, start using that Weed Beater Ultra. Now, the Weed Beater Ultra can be used in temperatures down to 45 degrees. So it's an early one that can be used. And the reason why I'm saying get after it right away while that pre-emergence down is because of the fact that since you can't plant grass, you might as well use this weed killer because you can't plant while you have the weed killer down for about 2 weeks afterwards.
Right, okay.
So mm-hmm. you'll be able to get rid of some of this before it starts. As soon as you start to see it,
mm-hmm.
that means the weeds are actively growing, which means, it, you know, because you need the leaves to be there for the Weed Beater Ultra to actually kill it.
So am I wasting my time if I do it now because of the root that you were saying?
I don't believe so. I think if you put it down now, today,
mm-hmm.
I think you're going to be okay. All it's really going to do for you is going to, you know, kill back some of it. And maybe what will happen is it will shock some of it to the point where when that cold weather hits in the next week or so, all of a sudden it could actually die back a little bit more. Because you're weakening the weed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if the frost hits it, the cold hits it, it's already weak. It could actually hit it a little bit harder. So that might actually be a good way to really double down on it.
Okay.
So I would definitely look to do it. And again, multiple applications is really the way to go in two-week intervals. And that's what's going to get it done. And then getting into the next, once that's done, putting new seed down, fertilizing, making a thicker lawn. Once you mm-hmm. become a thicker lawn, like you've noticed with the zoysia grass, it's harder for weeds to get in there.
Right.
So if we can get a thicker lawn in general, you know, because during the summer months, it's not growing as much because mm-hmm. you've killed a lot of it. So at that point, that's maybe the time where you should add some zoysia grass to that area so that it can take over during the summer and the rest of the year so that mm-hmm. you're not, you know, looking at doing this all over in the fall.
Right, okay. And the Weed Beater Ultra is the best product. I did have some clover and oxalis weed killer, but that's all gone.
Yeah, I would use the Weed Beater Ultra.
Okay, and that's good for a wild violet also, would you say?
Yeah. And again, a lot of these there are multiple applications. There's not just a one and done, even though, you know, and that's really on all weeds because you're getting what's actively growing. There could be something behind it.
Okay.
And so that's why 2 to 3 applications, you know, in the spring are the way to go with really any weed, not just this one. This one in particular definitely needs it.
Mm-hmm.
But for other weeds, that way, if it's already, you know, spread their seed all over the area, those seeds are going to pop up. And then you're going to say, well, I didn't kill anything. Well, it was already gone through the process. So that's why multiple applications are going to help it.
Will that help with crabgrass, too, or is that best with a fertilizer with crabgrass preventer?
So it will kill some of the crabgrass. It's not, you know, 100% meant for it, but it will.
Okay.
You know, the thing is crabgrass is also another one where feeding, you know, putting more seed down and feeding and getting a thicker lawn is going to help choke out some of that crabgrass from the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
It's worse by the street. It's terrible by the street. But
and that has a lot to do with the heat that comes off the street.
Okay.
The soil there is usually more compact.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And so trying to get a thicker lawn there is going to help you.
Okay. Well,
all right,
thank you
Sandy.
So much for your help, Patrick. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take that break. We will be back in a few minutes.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Susan Pelham.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I think I made a big, big mistake. I have loads and loads and loads of crack grass.
Okay.
So I had my lawn aerated and seeded.
Okay.
But the lawn is a mess. They didn't really do a good job because I can pick up the grass, so I have a lot of grubs. I have a lot of spots that have nothing in them, and I have tons and tons of crabgrass, and they've been treating this all season. So I went out and bought some seeds myself and started fertilizer, and I decided to take out the crabgrass first with a hoe.
Okay.
So I had tons of it. So I have a wall by the edge of my property that the neighbor put up. So long story short, a lot of the water would come in to my yard, into the garden. So I took all that crabgrass and put it all along the wall. Well, this morning I just read on Google that they drop seeds like crazy. One stem from the crabgrass will put out hundreds of seeds. So now I'm thinking, they said to bag it. So now I'm thinking I have to go get all that crabgrass and bag it. Is that what I have to do?
Well, so how long ago did you put it there?
Just a couple of days. I've been working on it for 3 days, and I still have tons of it left. It's all dead, but
yep.
They say when it's dead, it still makes seeds after. So I could have all crabgrass all over again.
Well, yeah, I mean, the best solution for a lot of it is just to get rid of it off the property.
Right.
So
I have a hill that goes way up into the woods.
Yep.
And it's got a hole in it, so I could throw it in there
or bag it
and bring it to the dump.
I think you'd be fine by doing that, just to get rid of it somewhere. You just don't want it close to where your yard is, obviously.
Yeah.
So I don't know
what they were doing. I don't know why I have so much crabgrass. But you know what? I have flowers on the edge of the lawn and stuff like that. So
okay.
I don't know if they just don't go do... If they don't do the whole thing, then it's useless. You know? Because
yeah.
It's just one crabgrass, and then it makes some more, and it makes some more, and it makes some more. So I just figured I'm just going to stop taking care of it myself because I pay all that money and the lawn is a mess. I mean, I had one spot where I had no grass. I could actually pick it up and I saw grubs.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I could just kick it. I have like mounds of grass here and there and I could just kick it and it will come right up.
So one of the things we...
Encouraging.
Yeah, so one of the things I would look for you to do at this point is, you know, it's a good time to try and get a soil test done, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why is there might be something else going on down in the soil. You could fertilize and do all those things to the lawn and still be unsuccessful because something's going on there, right? So what I'd like to see you do is get that, and that's going to help you for next season. But also, what's going to happen is we're going to be able to say, all right, well, it needs more phosphorus or it needs this, and that's going to determine how successful it can be long term because it's not just about, you know, killing the crabgrass. It's about making sure the rest of the lawn is going to be successful, too. So,
it was always good. I think, actually, I think it's the grubs that is the problem.
Well, that could very well be the case, and it kind of sounds like it, because the grubs can really just destroy the root system and be one of the reasons why, you know, when you go out there and after they did the...
The aerating,
right? It kind of loosened up everything, causing the roots to really just be not great. And maybe the roots were hanging on just by a little bit. So
yeah, they weren't. It was bare before they even came. And I said that to them. I said, you're going to do this, put seeds down and all that. And I said, there's a lot of crabgrass. It's just a mess. And so anyways, I'll let the company go anyways because it's crazy to pay all that money and... I'm doing all the work out here.
Yeah, no, definitely. But, you know, what I'd look for you to do in the spring is, you know, reseed, adding a starter fertilizer when you seed, but also taking care of the grubs.
Can I do that now? That's what I want to ask you. Can I put the I bought seeds? Can I do that now?
I would wait. Here's what I want you to do. Hang tight for me on the other side of the break. We'll go over a little bit more because there is more to this. So hang tight. Okay. We'll be right back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News.
At least one person is dead in Oklahoma where significant storm damage was reported. That's according to the county emergency manager. 9 twisters formed in Texas, 4 in Arkansas, and 1 in Oklahoma. A preliminary count by the National Weather Service's Storms Prediction Center shows the total number will likely increase and the intensity of each one will not be known for several days. The FBI has located the individual behind a threat to attack synagogues in New Jersey. FBI agents spoke to the person who has not been identified and said he holds, quote, radical extremist views, end quote. Police believe he was acting alone but are still investigating the case. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we're talking with Sue and Pelham in regards to a number of things. The lawn, you know, crabgrass, the lawn doing what it's been doing. You know, one thing that I would be looking at right now is for the spring, starting up, knowing that you're going to need to put a grub control down in order to really take control of the situation that you have. So in the spring, first thing in the spring, I'd look for you to use a product called Dilox. Dilox is a 24-hour killer. It kills all the grubs that it can in 24 hours, and then it leaves the system, right? It's not, it doesn't stick around in the soil. So this would be one to use. And then using a, you know, season-long type killer for your lawn for grubs, like a grub beater or something like that during the season to really get a handle on the grubs as well. So by taking care of the grubs, it's going to allow the seed that you're putting down in the spring to get deeper system, etc. And it leads me to my next, you know, thought is I honestly would not be putting seed down today. The temperatures in the next week to 10 days are going to completely change to the point where it's going to be freezing cold, and you're really kind of wasting your money by putting the seed down.
You know what? Some people have told me that just before the first snow, they'll put the seeds down.
You know, I've heard it too.
What do you think of that? Yeah.
I wouldn't do it myself. I would rather be able to know that I have a growing season in the spring to be able to say, all right, well, you know what? I know it's going to be able to grow because I can do something if something happens. Whereas during the winter, it's kind of like a 50-50. You just don't know if it's going to work. And so that's
okay.
That's me. You can put it down. Some people, the feeling is they put it down, the snow hits, it kind of freezes it, keeps it there, and then in the spring it's already ready to go. You can do the same thing if you started in the spring. So that's kind of where I'm at with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I guess I'll move that all that crabgrass today and I'll dig out the rest. But now if I dig out the rest now, they were saying vinegar and salt will kill it, but I don't know how much of that to do. I'm just going to dig it all out and just leave it like that till next spring.
Yeah, you know, clean up the area. So it's,
again. Yeah, yeah.
Clean up the areas, but crabgrass can regerminate you. So I would still use like a pre-emergent start, like a, you could use.
I have Roundup.
Roundup. So the thing is about the spring, Roundup's not going to do much for you. It has to be growing, and it doesn't always grow first thing.
Could I use it on crabgrass, the Roundup? No.
You could try it, but with the cold temperatures coming, it does like warm weather for it to really be successful.
Okay.
So, I mean, I wouldn't. It's not going to do much at this point, honestly.
Okay. What about a brush killer? I have that, too.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I have a lot of giant...
I really think...
Extended control, Roundup, ready to use it. Weed and grass killer plus weed preventer.
The only one
grass killer too. I don't want that.
Yeah, the only one I would look at using right now because of the temperature drop would be the Weed Beater Ultra. Weed Beater Ultra is the only one that really works below 60 to 65 degrees. You know, Roundup, it needs the temperatures to stay 65 plus for a few days really to do it. Whereas Weed Beater Ultra, which is a weed killer, weed preventer, can be sprayed all the way down to 45 degrees.
Okay.
So, you know, if anything, you could try that. But really, I think there's not a lot you're going to be able to do with it. And I would just try to get rid of it the best you can. With it, you know,
right.
By removing it by hand.
Yeah, remove it by hand, and then just wait for the spring to do the rest of the stuff.
I definitely would.
So in the spring, I would just put get some grub X. So you said Dilox, right? The grub.
So Dilox at first.
For that?
Yeah. At this point, the grubs are further down into the soil, so you're not going to get them. That easily. So what I would, Dilox first thing in the spring once the ground, not right as the ground thaws, maybe like in May, beginning of May, be putting it down and use a crabgrass preventer fertilizer with a starter if you start the grass seed first thing. That way it'll help prevent the grass seed, prevent the weeds from coming through, but at the same time, it'll help start the grass itself.
All right. So the first thing I would do was Dilox for grubs in the spring, probably in May.
Yep.
And what's the Weed Beater Ultra? Do I put that down after?
So the Weed Beater Ultra was, if you were really desperate to put something down right now, you could do that. But the other thing with the Weed Beater Ultra is it is something that's an early season weed killer. It can actually, like I said, be used with temperatures all the way down to 45 degrees. And so that's why a lot of people use it, because at this time of the year, the temperatures being where they are.
Yeah, so I won't bother with that.
I wouldn't.
No, okay. So, Dilox, my first Dilox for grub is, I'll do that in the spring. And then from there, I can just put my seeds down after.
Yeah, and if you're putting
fertilizer.
And if you're putting down something to prevent the crabgrass, just realize you need to have a fertilizer that can actually be put down at the same time, because it's a specific type.
At the same time as I feed?
Yeah, so if you're using a weed preventer, like a crabgrass killer, in the spring, you need to have a crabgrass with a starter fertilizer. That's the only way, because if you just put crabgrass preventer down, crabgrass preventer kills any type of seed that comes up, not just crabgrass seeds. So you could actually have some regular grass seed that you, if you were putting it down, it could really affect it that way. So that's why we want to use something that would have a crabgrass preventer with starter fertilizer, because that means that crabgrass preventer, that chemical knows the difference between a crabgrass seed and a grass seed.
Would that be the same thing as starter fertilizer plus Halt?
I believe so. If it's a starter fertilizer.
Fertilizer already, though. I mean, I paid $160 for a bag of grass and 2 bags of fertilizer, but I don't know if it has Halt in it, starter fertilizer plus Halt.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is confusing. So, all right, I'm going to take all the grass out by hand.
Yep.
In the spring, I will put down the seeds. What does it say? What I have is Turf Builder Starter Food for New Grass.
Okay.
That's what it is. 70% thicker, 35% quicker. It's a turf builder. Improved seeding results, also great sod and grass plug with or without. So that's what I got. And it covers 14,000 square feet. I have a bag of grass seeds.
Okay.
So I'll start off. I'm going to take out the crabgrass.
Yep.
Then I'm going to get, and I won't do anything else now. I was going to put the seed down now and fertilize it so the crabgrass wouldn't grow in those bare spots again. But you suggest that I wait till the spring.
Yep.
I'll wait till the spring. And then before I do that, I'll put Grubex on that stuff, right?
So you want to use the Dilox first? Right. So the dialogue
before I seed.
Well, you can put it down at the same time as you seed, because it's doing something completely different than affecting the seed. The dialogue is to help get rid of those grubs that you're having the issue with at this point for the spring, so that you can start off fresh and be ready spring period.
All right, so I can do the dialogue. Yeah, so I can do the dialogue at the same time I seed.
Yes.
And then I should be good.
Yes. And just make sure you're fertilizing throughout the year.
Yeah, and I have to make sure that I start a fertilizer plus Halt. The fertilizer I have now won't do that, will it?
No, so it won't prevent crabgrass, the starter fertilizer you have, but it will, help establish the root system for the grass that you're putting down.
All right. Should I put something else down then, too, besides all that?
No, I wouldn't go heavy on a lot of things on it. I would stick with what you're doing.
Right.
I think it'll help you.
Yeah. Dialox in the spring and the weed beater. Let's see.
The weed beater Ultra, you do not need to put down at this point.
Okay.
The weeds need to be present for that.
Okay. And Dialox. All right, that's it. I wrote that down. You can put down and you can seed at the same time. All right.
Yes.
So the Dialox is going to be the thing. And I'll dig out the crabgrass.
Yeah, Dialox is going to help you get rid of the grubs for next year.
Yeah. Okay. I wish there was an easier way than to dig it out.
Yeah, and I wish there was at this point, but here's the thing.
Right.
I'm
75 years old. I'm getting old for this stuff.
Yeah, no, I get you. There's a lot to it.
You know what? It's good. It's a good feeling when, at the end of the day, I'm tired, but it's a good tired.
Yeah, I get you.
I've accomplished something, so I enjoy it. It's my salvation working in the yard. I love it.
Perfect. So, now, just remember, if you have any more questions in the spring when this comes up, just give us a call. We'll be able to help you out again.
I will. All right.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good
day. Thanks, Sue. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, excuse me, it's already, it's getting light out there. We'll be able to get some work done outside, enjoy the day. So definitely hope you can do that. We're going to be taking a break here. So if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break. We will be back in a few minutes.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am wondering, my Montauk daisies got enough of a frost to be fading, and I don't remember doing anything to them, but should I be... I'm reluctant to cut things back if I don't have to. I don't want the winter to hurt them, but should I be cutting them, cutting the flowers off or anything now?
You don't need to. You just kind of okay. Let it go. It's one of those things where... you just let it do its thing, because you're going to pinch it back in the spring anyways.
Yes.
Right? So that's when you'll do the pruning of it. You can just let it go. Let it...
Super.
Let it do its thing.
Okay. So my next question is, I have a corner of the house where I have the electric power and stuff coming in, and I've taken all the bushes away from the house, but... That corner tends to be pretty much shade, and I was thinking maybe mountain laurels would be, I'd like to put something native, mountain laurels, but I don't know if there's any way to put them in. If I found, I was looking up bare root mountain laurel as a possible source to put them in this fall.
I'd wait completely to the spring unless you, for bare root myself. Because I would look for something that maybe is a little bit more, for right now, being close to the winter, I would rather have something that has a little bit more, is more established to it. But if you want to do bare root, I would look at doing it in the spring. You know, the bigger thing is sometimes bare root just needs a little bit more, to get started, and get going. And if you have during the season, you have a full season for it to grow, you might be more successful. If you still want to do the, the bare root, you know, definitely, you know, do it for the spring. You could even, you know, start it indoors if you have some space for it. But I would look to do it,
really,
you
don't.
Know, but yeah, I would look at doing bare root for spring.
Okay.
It's, you just have a better shot, in my opinion.
Okay. Is it? I love fragrant viburnum, and I think there's, I don't know if they call it honey spice. I don't know if there's others, but same thing, and not bare root, but it's some of what I wanted to put in the fall I can't find anywhere because they only sell them in the spring.
Yeah, and that's some of the other downfall with some of these plants. So, yeah, no, I'd wait till spring unless you could find it right now because, you know, the thing a lot of garden centers are going to do is all they're really going to do is overwinter it somewhere. You know, they're going to put it, you know, either in a cold house or put something there. I wouldn't, you know, I'd wait till spring because the other thing is too, a lot of garden centers, if you ask now for something for the spring, they can make sure they try to order it if available. So this would be a good time to reach out to them. I know, you know, our garden center, the one that I work for at Mahoney's, they've been doing orders for next spring for the past couple months just so they're ready for next season. So, you know, that's why I would look to do it now just to get on that list. So that if they're not bringing it in, maybe they can look into bringing it in for you.
Okay. That's
all right.
All right. Yes. One last thing. I tried to email you this a few weeks ago. You were talking about being a, you know, goldenrod and allergies.
Yeah.
I have to say, ragweed is the fall allergy. I've had it for years, although I'm doing pretty well with it. Goldenrod is the antidote for ragweed.
Yeah.
it actually is the thing herbalists use to help with a ragweed allergy.
Well, one of the, you know, for me, I'm actually, I've done some allergy tests, try and figure out a lot of things, and I'm actually allergic to most trees that we found.
That's so spring.
Yeah, but it's actually, for me, it's every season. So that's why I always sound like this, and I apologize to everybody all the time. But that is
good
funny that it is. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
all right. Have
care.
A great one.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.